In 2012, we actually set a record high average gas price of $3.60 nationwide and $3.59 in Ohio. So we expect it to be a little bit lower than that, simply because of increased domestic oil production and also a little bit lower demand. So what we're expecting in 2013 is that gas prices nationally will peak at an average of $3.60 to $3.80 per gallon, and that'll happen again late spring, early summer as we get into summer driving season. And then we'll start to see the prices sink down as we get through the first half of the summer to a low point of about $3.20 to $3.40 per gallon, and then we'll see again that peak for hurricane season, and then prices should trail off and lower down by the end of the year.
So many of the things that led to last year's record high prices, refinery fires, pipeline closures, hurricanes, political instability in oil-producing countries, were of an unpredictable nature that couldn't have been anticipated. How accurate can a prediction on something as volatile as gas prices be?
There's really no crystal ball when it comes to gas prices. What these predictions are is just saying from everything that we know that it's going on right now and from what we see in the foreseeable future, this is where we think gas prices are going to be. You know, certainly if there is another a major hurricane or a war breaks out in the Middle East, you know, if there are more major refinery fires like we saw in California last year or, you know, even last year in our area, we saw a lot of refinery issues. If any of that happens, we could see prices a little bit higher than the prediction. Also, you have to keep in mind that these predictions are an average, and it doesn't mean that the price that we see here in Ohio at the pump is going to be exactly $3.60 come May. You know, we could see it on either side of that.
What's the value of a prediction like this? What value do you hope people get? What can people do with this prediction?
Seeing the fact that it is good news that the prediction is a little bit less than last year, but if you look at these numbers, you know, we're still predicting numbers in the $3 range, you know, $3.20 to $3.80 throughout the year, and that's still pretty high for many people. So many people can look at these predictions and think about, you know, how they need to tailor their own lifestyles to maybe save some money, you know, change your driving habits, combine errands, make sure that your tires are inflated, take some of that stuff out of your trunk to lighten your car. If you're in the market for a new car, maybe it's time to get a more fuel-efficient one.